Early prominent progressive limb kinetic apraxia is very suggestive for corticobasal degeneration. Although many regions have been reported to play a role, idiomotor apraxia is mainly located more posteriorly, in the inferior parietal region, which appears to be important for activating stored movement patterns, or engrams. Brain ischemia is actually the most common cause, but it can also be seen in Alzheimer's disease, again corticobasal degeneration, or progressive supranuclear palsy, or PSP. And lastly, for ideational apraxia, the left temporal lobe is important, and this seems logical as people lose the semantic concept of specific actions.